Well, we got doings going on right here in North Alabama in a similar vein. And Moms for Liberty, you know, the ladies have been on the show multiple times, are heavily engaged in this right now. And so without further ado, let me bring on Elizabeth Stewart, who is the vice chair for Moms for Liberty in Madison. She's got some updates on some things that are happening today in the North Alabama area. Elizabeth, how you doing?
Good. Thank you so much for having me on.
I appreciate it. And as always, thanks for what you guys do. What do you know? Anything at all? I haven't heard any updates about the stuff in Montgomery. And then tell us what's happening up here in North Alabama.
Well, I can update you up north. Today at 4 p.m. at the main Huntsville Madison Library, there is their library board meeting. These are typically monthly. And we do have a number of speakers lined up. I want to say between 5 and 10, but Moms for Liberty will actually have a 10-minute slot. And it's very important. We have a speaker that's a former librarian. And we are at a point in this state and in this discussion where we are going to define the terms. We're going to define what censorship is. We are having to define what relocation means. And we are having to define what explicit materials means. And so she's going to do just that. And Moms for Liberty, our position is that there are a number of books that are positioned within libraries, and it varies depending on the library system, that has explicit material that's inappropriate for minors. And that could be minors under 10, it could be the 12 to 18 stage. And so we are having to define for the Read Freely crowd what it means to relocate to an adult section, because that is not book banning, that is not book burning. It is called common sense. And we should have book policies in place for the purchase with taxpayer dollars of books that come into public libraries, of where those books are placed. And for children that have a child's library card, the state mandates that in Alabama. My children have children's library cards. They should not be able to check out books beyond their stated age that the library has mandated I provide them. And so we have very common sense policy requests that continue to be made and for the most part have gone on deaf ears. But I do believe that the legislature is getting involved. I believe APLS board in Montgomery hopefully will be getting some new appointments. And we are just going to continue pushing and having common sense voices heard from parents and grandparents in North Alabama.
Well, you know, and by the way, thank you for what you're doing. And it's a crying shame that we have to say we're pushing for common sense because it's not that common anymore.
Exactly.
And the idea that a library is going to be controversial is just something that I did not expect to see. So I made a comment earlier that I don't want to live in a society where we don't pay attention to and care about what's in front of our children. Any society should care. And any society should be taking steps to make sure that their children are seeing that which is age appropriate. And oh, by the way, if it's something that is being purchased with tax dollars, it's even more necessary to provide accountability because you and I are paying for it.
I agree. And I'm very confused at the opponents who claim that they are for free speech. I'm thinking, have you ever been to a movie theater? Have you ever had to buy anything online? Have you ever had to go purchase alcohol? I mean, we have lots of things in this country that require age limits, that have rating systems. And they're acting as if this is just a concept that they've never heard of before. And I'm thinking, no, we protect minors and we have age categories. Even at theme parks, you have to be a certain height to go on a ride and you have to be a certain age. This is not an unusual request that we're making, that appropriate books go into three different age groups
Fine. Well, I think it's interesting that you're having to define those terms, like you said. But one of the things that we're also finding so much is that who's on these boards is sometimes a little surprising. Sometimes it's a matter of apathy, or they just been ignoring, or for that matter, turning a blind eye. Or sometimes there's actual activists who sit on some of these boards. And you've been dealing with the Athens Library about the actual appointees to the board. Give us an update on that.
Yeah, so I am a resident of Athens City in Limestone County. We only have one library. I don't know if many people know that, but it is a joint resolution library that was established in 2001. And joint resolution is the way a lot of libraries across Alabama exist when there is a county and a city that's combined. So this was established to have a board that is operated with three City of Athens appointments to the library board and two county library appointments. And there's two specific governing bodies. And as I did more research on this, I've had to put in public access requests just to go back to the beginning of the library, and nobody can tell me who the original appointments were.
Yeah.
I've been able to go back as far as 2009, and what I have found was that in 2009, the City of Athens did a resolution signed alone by the City of Athens where they took over the entire board. So since 2009, all appointments have been made by one of the two governing bodies, the City of Athens. The County of Limestone currently has no representation on this board, yet they pay yearly. They own half of the building, 50-50, with the city. And I don't think that the county residents realize that their voice is not getting heard, and very important policy decisions are about to be made per the governor's advice. And not only that, the board in Athens Limestone Public Library consists of these five people. The chair of the board has been on the board for about 15 years. That is an open violation of the public policy. It's stated on page 6 of the publicly posted policy. It says no member can serve more than two consecutive terms. He is an open violation in his fourth term, and another member is in a third term. And that particular seat, the City of Athens just unilaterally reappointed him, even though multiple candidates from the county applied last fall and multiple county commissioners had requested these candidates get a seat on the board. So it's almost as if the City of Athens has just gone rogue. I don't know the backstory, but the county commissioners last week did their own resolution stating that it is their desire to adhere to the public posted policy, and they want their seats back.
Yeah.
So we're just in this quandary of how does that happen? And the county wants it. I think the citizens deserve it before policy decisions are made. And we have two members that know that they're in violation, and they don't want to step down.
Well, so, I mean,
it's just wild.
It is wild. It's like their own little fiefdom. This is like, and go figure that the local library board has become like some kind of, you know, place where people lock in and they get tenure. I'm tenured as a library board member. You can't have my spot. But, well, listen, this is the kind of thing that has to happen. I mean, you guys are doing it once again, where you're just, all you're doing is asking the right questions. And I know they're making you go through FOIA requests, and I know that you're having to, you know, Freedom Information Act's got to be followed, I guess they say, but it's still supposed to all be done with open meetings. And yeah. So I hope what we're going to find is that we're not having a bunch of backdoor, closed door, handshake, don't tell anybody kind of meetings, because everything that you're seeing right now, even a library board, is supposed to be a public meeting.
Yes, and please, wherever your listeners are, this is not, I live in Limestone, so I have a vested interest. It's a library that my children use, but this is not uncommon. We have a lot of different groups across Alabama engaging in this, and they are finding library board situations where people are sitting on them way too long, not following their public posted policy, board members that don't know their public posted policy. This has unfortunately become the norm. However, the positive side is for those of us that want to see meaningful policy changes, one of the best ways to get members on the board that are there for the right reasons is to find folks that are in open violation and then push for the replacement.
Well, good on you. And listen, that meeting you've got today is at 4 o'clock, you said, right? Coming up here in about 45 minutes?
Yes, sir. It's right at the Huntsville-Madison, the main library downtown. And it's open to the public, so anybody can come and listen. I believe there'll be numerous news outlets there, and I'm hoping that we just can keep talking about common sense and putting our children before our own needs.
Well, I agree, because, I mean, truth be told, that's what it's about. It's not about power. It's not about control. It's not about agendas. What this is really about is it's our kids. And we should care about our
Absolutely.
Kids, and we should care enough to do right by our kids. And so thanks for what you're doing.
Thank you so much for having me on and just continuing to alert the public. I appreciate it.
All right, Elizabeth, we'll talk to you again sometime soon.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, well, listen, I'm going to go ahead and kind of call this one. I mean, we just spent 45 minutes on libraries. Go figure. We're going to move to a break right now, but as we do, let me just say, Elizabeth Stewart just said, and Emily Jones, the two of them, and several, Lee from Huntsville, all of our friends, they are actively engaged in just being citizens who care. That's all this is. It's just folks who are like, I got a question, and I'd like to have an answer, and oh, by the way, here's a better way to go forward. That's all it takes. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.